Okay, we're joined by Nick and Peanut from 311, who will be here in Richmond for BFD 2019. That happens on May 18th. Now, we announced that a few weeks ago, Just Loud, Bluestones, Dreamers, Simul, K-Flay, and of course, 311. And then you guys, a few weeks ago, also announced a huge summer tour as well, right?
Yes, with the Dirty Heads and the Interrupters.
And that's like 30 shows June 29th through August 30th. And like the lineup is crazy. It's almost like a music festival you're traveling around with.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. You know, back in the day in the 90s, they used to have these big bills and people kind of got away from that. And so we're trying to bring it back because, you know, we do tour every summer. So we make sure that we mix up who we tour with and make it a different experience every year.
So not only did you announce the tour on 311 Day, which congratulations for having your own day every year, by the way, but you also announced pre-orders for the new album as well. You guys got to be excited. There's no release date yet, right?
No, but we're going to get it out in time for summer, and we're mixing right now, and we're really excited. You know, on our last album, Mosaic, we kind of got a new wind of inspiration and becoming very eclectic in our sound, from classic 311 sounds to also super modern and just styles that you never heard before. So we've taken that a step further on this new album and just trying to have wild creativity, no boundaries to what we do, and we're really pumped.
So we're going to get a taste of this new album when the tour going to start before the album comes out or after?
We'll see. We're working on getting it out as quick as we can.
But we'll hear some of it live, maybe?
I would think so.
Oh, yeah.
What's the process like of making an album this many years later?
I think it's moved more and more towards collaboration, you know, where when you're an angry young man, you can just sit down and fill up a whole notebook. And then as things, you know, go on, you know, you've kind of said your piece and now you find new ways to say things. So we sit down and kind of talk things out. And then you just find a vein and keep going for it. So there's more collaboration, I would say. And we focus on having a lot of energy in the music because we're a live band and we want stuff that's going to translate to live, but then we'll also have some quiet moments. But it's going to be a very energetic album.
On this album, we were kind of chasing down that momentum with Mosaic and didn't want it to slow down, so kind of stayed writing as much as possible. So even though it's been 2 years, we've been working on it for three quarters of that easily.
What are you guys most excited about with the new album?
Oh, man. There's just so many flavors.
It's just a big possibility Pandora's box opening up. Like, how are you going to like it? You know, we got to wait to see if you like our babies.
Yeah, something for everybody, though. It's very diverse.
I guess I should ask, do you guys absorb things as you're out and about that change how your sound is on each album?
Yes, you have to, or you're standing still.
Yeah, you got to keep checking out new influences, keep your listening experience diverse, and that will make your writing experience diverse.
So I also read that you guys actually have like 3 beers now as well?
Yes, and sometimes we mix them together for a horrible, horrible reaction. But yeah, SA just released, like premiered his idea, which was a honey apricot that comes out at about 5.1%, super fresh, kind of
a lighter beer.
Day sipper. He wants to drink around the pool. originally, we came out with the amber ale that tops out at about 5.7, coinciding with the song, the success of the song and the band, just kind of made sense for us to do an amber ale. And amber ales aren't really celebrated in America that much, so to chase down Fat Tire as the number one was kind of a fun thing to do, just to try. But when we sat down for that meeting, I was like, you know what would be really fun is if we made something kind of dangerous. Band's called 311. Let's make an 11.3% triple IPA.
Yes.
And make it, I don't know, you know, like a head knocker. It's a beautiful disaster. It's how it should be.
Peanut, this is your recipe for this beer? You came up with this?
It was my silly idea.
So have you ever brewed beer before?
No, but I've got a kit in my garage that I'm just waiting to be put together.
We work with these guys in Tampa called Rock Brothers who are just like brewmasters.
Yeah, Eric the Brewmaster. He's awesome. We sent out to radio stations in 94 a homebrew kit to celebrate the album Grassroots and to celebrate the single homebrew.
And
so we've been a part of it for a while.
And it was an amber ale.
And yeah, it was an amber ale back in the day.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, we've been doing this forever.
So not only are you a band, you're also brewers as well. So that's kind of awesome.
Yes, and cannabis connoisseurs.
Yeah, I saw that as well. You have a cannabis line product that's called Grassroots Uplifter.
That's right. And it's been a labor of love, maybe 4 or 5 years in the making. It's tricky because of the laws to get wide distribution.
Same with beer.
Yeah. It's even harder. And we are debuting our edible in Colorado around our Red Rocks 420 Eve show. So that's the first time we've had an official 311 edible. And I love edibles because it's a different high. I don't get the kind of brain fog. It's more of just like a creative, and I like really low doses so I can still function and be creative and remember what I'm doing. And we also have great vape pens and flower. So right now it's California, Colorado, Nevada, but we're hoping to expand and hopefully be in places like Virginia.
Yeah, I hope you're in places like Virginia too, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
I mean, it's going to go that way eventually. It's just it's on the side of justice and sanity, so but who knows when.
Well, guys, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us today. We're going to see you guys May 18th, Innsbruck After Hours, BFD 2019. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Great. See you then.